Okay, this is the Sun Teleclass, December 2nd, 2024. And I'm going to make our guest co-host, and that is Jerry Spoto. Okay, coming in.
I got an upgrade.
You got it.
Can you do that with the MCC as well, Terry?
Oh, absolutely. Ask some of the people who have it. But then what? What's after the MCC?
Mm-hmm.
We should make up a new credential. That would be a gift from Sun. Ooh. But anyhow, let's turn the spotlight on you, Jerry, right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Terry. Hello, everybody. Welcome. And I want to start just sharing with you my curiosity, because I'm surprised that so many people want to attend a teleclass, which title is How to Become Less Competent. Do you really want that? Of course, that's a provocative title. I'm going to share my screen for some time. Can you see?
Yes.
The slide I made? Oh, okay. So, of course, the title is a provocative title because what I want to do today, my goal is to explore from different perspectives one aspect connected with artificial intelligence in coaching. So, I assume that all of us somehow got in touch with that topic, know something about that topic, and probably we already started to appreciate some of the advantages that the tools can bring to us as coaches. One thing I love to do is also look at the other side sometimes, which could be a useful information, not to become less competent, of course, but the focus here is on being better and better coaches. So the purpose of this presentation is not to judge or question, is just to examine perspectives, and everyone will take home what think is useful to you. And one way I love to start is that we are all here because we are coaches, because we love coaching people. So what is coaching? And what is the purpose of coaching? As ICF defines it, coaching is partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. So it seems that the purpose of coaching is to support our client to maximize their personal and professional potential. Next question for me is, so, can we say that coaching is mainly focused on achieving results? If a client comes to us and says, I would like you to coach me because I want to get a new job with this, this, and this characteristics. Oh, my brother has a company and they are looking just for a person like you. They can hire you. Results achieved. Would that be coaching? Of course not. Because coaching is not only to get the result, that's just a part of it. But coaching is that the client in this journey learns something. So coaching is mainly focused on learning. Moving toward the achievement or result is the way to discover and learn something about the client, about the environment, anything, and become aware of one's potentials and how to use it. But that's a way to achieve that. And of course, that also the achievement of the results could be the consequence of learning, not only the cause of learning, but also the consequence. So I would love to make this very experiential. So what I'm going to do now is invite you to experience two activities. I will split you in two random groups and I give you instruction and goals. So you will have 10 minutes for the first activity, and I will be very strict on time because I would love to use the whole hour to give him the more I can. And I give instructions, so you will have 10 minutes to complete the first activity. Then you will come back in the main room just to get the instruction for the second activity. And then you go there for 10 more minutes, and then we'll share together. So this is the first activity. Here is the situation. You and your friends are trekking in a forest, in the mountains, and all of a sudden, a very deep canyon bars your way. Between one bank and the other, there are about 10 meters, and you have to get to the other side. On your side, there's an old robust dead tree, about 90 centimeters in diameter, about 80 meters high. And I am going to share this information with you, so you can have it if you need anything to remember anything. So don't look at it now. I mean, you can, but there is another part of the information you might like, which is that you can count on a 40 centimeters long and so. You can cut things, a protractor, a hammer, and a 5 meters long rope. So each group converse with each other and try to figure out what you could do to get on to the other side. And take note of all the possible answers you might take out. Okay? Any question about this? All right.
Yeah. What is the precise goal, Jerry?
The precise goal is, in this moment, is you conversing with each other to figure out how you could get to the other side.
Okay.
Find those kind of answers. That's your goal.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for asking. All right, so now this is a new... let me stop sharing because you already have the information, and I am not finding anymore the breakout rooms. Something changed in Zoom.
Jerry, it need to be in the more.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ortal.
It's welcome.
That's awesome. Thank you, Ortal.
It's welcome.
All right. I might come in and out just to watch and listen, because I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Everybody, please go to your room.
It has been a long time when somebody sent me to the room. Go to your room.
I don't see a note to go. I don't see a note to go to a room.
Don't you find it?
I don't have a room assignment.
Oh, you know, because you are coast.
Oh.
So
okay.
If you go on the bottom right, other, you open breakout rooms.
Thank you.
And then you could be able to attend one of them.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who's with partners?
Writing like the information. So I am asking to perplexity. I hear
you. You know how to do this.
Did you ask AI? Okay. We are waiting.
Right.
you can discuss the other alternatives. No, I am just saying that I have this alternative.
We don't waste our words. You can.
No,
I don't know why.
Meanwhile you are talking, I can improve the prompt.
I don't know where can you hear me? Oh. I don't know where my picture went.
Yeah.
I don't have a picture anywhere.
It's okay, honey.
I have to begin by hugging the tree, even though I can't get my arms all the way around it. Okay, just like we do for our clients, we take a moment of silence and presence, and this is a living thing, and I love trees.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm terrified it was a dead tree.
It was a dead tree, and we don't use sword for our client. We don't use a sword. Okay, so do we need to think together about an action to go to the other side? That's what we do with our tools. That's what we need.
It's clear that the space is 10 meters and the tree height is 18 meters and it's 90 centimeters. Diameter. Does it seem simple, the solution?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's up.
Okay. No. I don't know why.
Oh, how many people there are? One, each one.
Seven.
I am alone.
What are you asking?
How many people there are in the...
In the meeting room?
In the story?
The situation, yeah.
Oh, in the situation. It wasn't said.
No, they didn't say it.
But there's us, so it's what, seven?
Yes.
So seven people. Does that help us, Laura? Yeah, no.
Push the tree? I don't think we have the strength. Maybe if it's a dead tree, it's very, very lightweight. We could put that down and you can just push it over. So that's one possibility to mention.
We have a saw. They said that we have a saw to...
Yeah. But it's a very small hand saw.
Oh, Alfonso, you're so good. He's got his hand up.
let's do what Alfonso is doing.
Yes, really.
My video is not working with this.
I will do nothing. Because to get to the other side of ourselves, you don't need to cut the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
If the goal is getting to the other physical side, what for? So I don't have motivation to do anything if I don't know what for.
Okay.
So stay doing nothing.
So the goal is not to push down the tree. It's for us to get to the other side.
Yeah.
Oh. Trans
I suggest transmutation.
Say again?
We can levitate.
Stripe. We had a stripe.
We can levitate. We're human beings. We can levitate. Do you know what that means?
We don't know how deep is the hole. And we have a rope, a right?
Yeah.
So we can go down and...
it's only 5 meters.
No.
Deep?
The rope is five meters long.
Okay, but we don't know how deep is the hole. The...
yeah, 10 meters between one mountain and the other.
I can go down and walk up.
Yes.
It's a good idea, put that down.
How about cutting the tree to its length? Not like this, but to two pieces, two long pieces. There is something else. the rope, what are the two others? So
like a kind of compass and
compass. Why is there a compass?
Laura raised her hand.
Well, right, it's a protractor.
I don't have the distinct to raise my hand here. Something's happening in my...
Well, that's all. I don't have a face to show you.
No, we see you, honey.
We see you.
We see you.
Yeah, we
Laura
see you.
Raised her hand. Have we acknowledged her yet?
Yourself.
Laura has something to share.
We have 2 minutes. 35 minutes.
The AI answer, it's similar that Alfonso, before making drastic decisions like cutting down the tree, evaluate all available options and consider ecological and practical implications.
That should be your primary concern.
Okay, so that's their response. Very similar.
Bye.
Very good.
But then the question is, if the goal was to cross to the other side, what about that goal? Alfonso, by doing nothing?
Well, enjoying the day, enjoying the view.
Yeah.
There's something called flubber.
I'm up the tree and get the view.
Okay. There is something called flubber. It was in a movie years ago, and it's like a thing that makes you spring, and you put it in your shoes, and you go like this, and you can jump all the way high and get to the other side easily. So we just need to buy some flubber.
It's not in our toolkit. What might we do to get to the other side? Basically, what we've been doing is talking about what might we do. So, Savant, we're done. Right? It doesn't mean we have to do that. We're talking about what we might do.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
I read the directions.
One perspective.
I have to take pictures because my visual is not good and I don't know how to pull up things and I have to learn how to do that before January. Anyway, Sava, we're done. What are we waiting for?
Well, I think I want to have some fun with this.
Laura, what?
I don't accept the answer of AI giving us the answers.
Laura,
you all are. I'm not. I want to go outside of the box and come up with ideas that may generate more ideas and more possibilities.
Yeah, I am writing about how to make a temporary bridge. Ideas for make a temporary bridge.
Where are we going to see this?
Where?
Where what?
When will we see this? You're writing things to AI. When are we going to see the response?
Who's doing it?
I cannot share, but I can copy and paste in the chat. But
okay.
Okay.
You have to keep asking in order to get some new ideas.
Okay. Well, a tree for me is a living essence thing. It looks like it's dead, but actually trees are not. I know a little bit about trees, and there may not be dead underneath. So we want to ask the tree, does it want this? If it doesn't, just like a client, then we won't proceed. We need to know what
But how do you know the answer?
How The process for me is ask, is communicate with the tree.
Ask the tree.
I don't know if I am afraid, but I can listen to the tree.
Well, I'm part of your team. I can do that. I talk to trees.
You need to use the tree.
They answer me.
Okay.
It may give us the answer. Who knows what's inside one of those trees? It looks like a pretty big tree. What if there's a secret trap door and we can pull it down and it'll go all the way over? Am I back? No, I don't know where I went. Jerry,
thank God.
Jerry, I'm missing Jerry.
Did you take notes of your answers?
No.
Okay, that was one of the goals. But probably you will remember some of them. I trust your memory.
Yeah.
Okay, so get now you're ready for the next activity?
Oh, okay.
You better shoot because we're going there. All right. So here the situation of the next activity, which is this one. You are with your friends, same forest, same canyon, but this time you have no tools, you have nothing else than the information that you have to go on the other side, 10 meters distance, and an old tree.
Can you share the photograph? Because I've seen something in the photograph now that I didn't see.
I can share. Sure, I can share the file.
Please.
Of course. Which is this one?
Which one?
There you go.
Where?
Did you see it? Like
no.
Yes, I see the same thing.
Where is it?
Can I see some bones?
Okay. For time needs, I give you 8 minutes this time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everybody is welcome to go to
What we need to do now, sorry, Jerry?
Oh, same question as before.
Okay.
Find a way to get to the other side, but you have no tools this time.
Okay.
Go to the breakout room. Can you join it?
Jerry, when I went to whatever I went to, I disappeared. There's no face for me. There's no visual anywhere. But they hear me.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. What
I have no idea what happened. And now I'm not in a room either.
So now you can do the same as before if you want, which is going on the bottom right.
Yeah, I did.
And but open breakout rooms.
So the same thing will happen when I came back. Okay.
Let me see if I can help you somehow.
It's a miracle. Hi, Terry.
Yeah. Hello.
Hola, hi, Terry.
Hello.
I'm here. My video is not working in this meeting room or anywhere.
You were here before?
No, I was in the other room, but my video never showed up. But people hear me. I don't. This must be part of the puzzle.
You said that you were going to leave for a while. Maybe we didn't realize because of that.
We have the same situation again.
Yeah. Yes, but Terry, before in the previous breaking room, there were all of us except of you. And we were talking in the first game that we wouldn't use none of the tools that Jerry had offered us as an option. We were talking about finding other creative ways to get to the other side.
Right.
So we were talking that now for the second game, we had already done the work before, only had the work, the job to get to agreement about the option, or maybe another one comes out. We were talking about calling for a helicopter or dreaming that we had superpowers and we could get to the other side, but not getting it in fact, and so on, and many other things.
Okay, well, I love trees, and in the other group I said the first thing I want to do is hug the tree and see if it wants to support us, just like in coaching, you know? And if it does, does it have any ideas? And I would actually talk to the tree while I'm hugging it. Oh, you can't see me. Yeah.
We can't see you, Terry.
I can't see me either.
No, we can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, we do.
That's even more weird.
Yes, we see you. Yes.
I thought maybe Jerry made me this to be a prompt or something. I don't know.
We see you on your stars or your galaxy. Yeah.
And the other thing is that we can levitate. There are no boundaries in this. Levitate means you use your energy, and I know people who've done that, who raise themselves and transport themselves to some other place.
We said that.
Why not?
That's just very nice.
Envision and imagine yourself in the other side, and you'll be there.
Yeah.
And Suzette, how would you feel about levitating with those being afraid of heights?
When I
look up,
imagine myself in the other, on the other, on the. On the other side, so I overcome my fear, so it's okay. It's just, I don't know who said, Claudio, who said that we'll have the superpower. This is the superpower. Mm-hmm.
Then you just have to look up, then you don't have a sense of down. And isn't life about up? Being uplifted?
When I am afraid of the heart, this is what I do. I just look or straight or up and then not down.
So now that you're on the other side, what are you going to do with us?
All of us should have this superpower.
I think we have superpowers. We just have to learn how to use them. I really do believe that. But I think the tree is there to provide some wisdom. Yes. Or it wouldn't be in the story. What's behind the tree? There's a big, it looks like a brain. Left side, right side.
Yeah, I thought it's a heart. I thought it's a, I saw something like a heart. It was with a white.
Oh.
Yeah. A cloud is something else. Yeah.
What if we are already in the other side?
In the mirror image.
Because it's like a mirror image.
Yes, the image is a mirror image.
Yes.
I didn't saw it. Didn't see it. I have to see it again.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like Terry, that I mean, we're doing this because of coaching, and all that awareness is already inside of us. It's like we already have all the answers. We're already in the other side. It's just that we are not aware of it.
Good point.
Like the mirror image. Also, alternative planets.
So we have 55 seconds left. I buy Terry's levitation pin. I love it.
Yeah, it resonates what we thought earlier.
Now, I hope I come back.
Oh, yes, you will be taken back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can stay for with us a little more.
Wouldn't that be amazing in being in that space? The two trees. It's one tree. It's not separated and divided in polarity on this plane. It's one tree.
Okay, everybody's coming now. I see smiling faces. Are you on which side of the canyon are you now?
We're all together.
We're above it.
Doesn't matter.
Who would like to share something?
Alfonso.
How was your experience? Mm-hmm.
We had fun. We laughed. We had lots of different things going on. We tried out of the box, and then one person offered a very interesting situation, and we all rather liked the situation quite a bit. And then we stopped talking about it. We were done.
And that situation that was offered came out in the first or the second activity?
Second.
Okay. Anyone else?
It was similar or very close to the first one.
Mm. Okay.
The solution in the first one was to do nothing.
Right.
And the solution in the second one, if you show the image again, is virtually doing nothing.
To get on the other side.
Yes.
We are on the other side.
Oh, that's interesting. But, okay, anyone would like to know the answer?
Yes.
Or not to go on the other side? Well, you should give me the answer, because I don't have it. I am the coach. So that was your goal. And actually, I would like to invite you to reflect more on the process. So what happened? Because they were actually two very similar experiences with just a little difference.
Right.
So did you notice any difference in the process between the two activities? Did you interact in the same way? Did you think in the same way, or you started exploring something different? You don't need to answer now, but think about this. And did you use, which skills of yours did you use in the two activities? Same skills? Or maybe in one, use more some skills, in the next one, you used other skills? Which activity challenged you more? The first one or the second one? You can answer this. Which one was more challenging?
In our group, we had the same way of thinking in both of them, because we didn't follow your instructions.
The option was were a box. Okay, interesting that, right? And that's the other question, actually. Maybe somebody in the first activity put their focus more on the objects and how to use those objects. And in the second experience, you didn't have anything, so you, of course, should go out of the box. But the tools, which could be an opportunity, and they actually are, at the same time, represents a box somehow. Well, three of the elements we can find in coaching is that we have a coach, we have a client, and we have the process of coaching. So in a coaching meeting, the process is the context which allows the coach to coach and the client to learn. And of course, moving toward the results they want. So the question between results or process, should the coach focus more to get the client to the result, or to offer the process for the client to get and move toward their goals? The best result for you as a coach is that you offer your clients the best process for them to empower themselves. Mm-hmm. And to make the best coaching process happen, what do you need? Who knows the answer? Coaching competencies. Use the coaching competencies, you offer the best coaching ever. Of course, and now I am thinking about the use of artificial intelligence, for example, during a coaching meeting as a support. You know, artificial intelligence can be used also in a coaching meeting to offer the coach some options, some questions, to show the coach some patterns, to remind the coach something that happened in the previous meeting with the same client, so can contribute in many ways. And that, for sure, as a result, can create that you give an excellent coaching process, and it's easier for you as a coach with that support. But maybe you want to remind yourself that the easy things lay in the comfort zone. When we move with things easier, we stay in the comfort zone. It's not good, it's not bad, just to be aware of it. Comfort zone is our habit zone. Out of the comfort zone, it's not so comfortable. It's more challenging, right? It's more difficult, can take risks also. Outside of the comfort zone, we can find new options because we all know those in the comfort zone. But the new ones are out there and we can grow. When we grow, our comfort zone expands, and that's good because we are getting more and more able in something. And out of the comfort zone, there is learning. Do you remember learning? Coaching is focused on learning how to use and maximize clients' professional and personal potential. And when you stay in the comfort zone, in the easy way, you are focused on delivering the best outcome. You are focusing on giving to your client the best process as a result, but you are missing the process for you to get out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself to deliver the best possible outcome for you in that moment. And that will allow you to improve, to learn as a coach, and to empower yourself as well. There is a wonderful, wonderful article we could appreciate, written by Terry Belf. Does anybody know this lady? And Michael Marks in 2015. Among the amazing contribution the two of them gave to the coaching profession, this one is, do you give advice to clients? That's a very interesting article. I will share it in the chat. But please download it if you want. Don't need to read it now.
And you have complete permission from one of the authors to use it in any way you want to. It's the best read thing, the most read thing of coaches these mm-hmm. days. There's no money involved.
Thank you, Terry. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But I am involved there.
Take the time to... Pardon?
I said I am involved in that article. My yes. name is there as well.
Okay, are, sorry. Right. I didn't know that.
That's right.
No, okay. I didn't write it. It's just some example.
Okay, thank you. So, take the time to read it, but now I want to focus only on one part, engaging the whole brain. So all this part is very interesting, but I want to highlight only some parts. So the role of the coach is to create a space for the client's wisdom to emerge. Giving advice to your clients detract them from their autonomy. When a coach gives advices, the client owns less of the solution because it's coming from the coach. So there is less accountability. And they published the result of a very interesting research of 2009, which illustrates that the brain offloads while it's taking advice. So our brain, very active, when it's taking advice, just shut down a little bit. Doesn't work at the same rate because it's receiving and doesn't need to use all its power. So it goes into natural and doesn't embed in the neurocortex while the advice is given. There is no learning there in that moment. As coaches, we want our client brains to be fully engaged. So to fully engage the client, we need also the emotive and sensory part of the brain. Without a fully engaged brain, the likelihood that the client will make an unethical decision increases dramatically. So if you know that very well for our clients, think about us as coaches by taking advices during a coaching meeting, taking suggestions. We are not using our brain, we are not using that power, and we are not empowering ourselves. So how competent do you want to be as a coach? I invite everyone of you now, please look at your left hand palm and see there are lines. There are the longer ones, there are shorter ones. You decide what's short and what's long. Please count how many long ones see and how many short ones do you see. Count them. How many do you see? Okay, stop. Did you get the answer? Okay. How many of you realized that, how many of you have seen me showing some numbers with my hands? Did anyone of you see me doing this two times? No. Right? Because you were looking at your hands.
I focused on our hands.
Right. Correct. So, here is another point. If I can... All right. No.
Jerry, to let you know, you put two PDFs. So, the giving advice, we can open it. The breakout, we can't open it.
Oh, okay. That was for the... Okay, thank you for that. Maybe you don't need it anymore, but I will share it with you later if you want.
Okay, sure.
And send me an email if you cannot read it. I can send the Word format.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Mm. So, just looking at your hands, how affected your coaching competencies? Were you present 100% in the meeting while looking at your hands? Ask yourself that. Were you listening actively by losing the 55% of my communication? Think of a coaching meeting. How would connect with ethics the fact that content of the meeting will be accessible to systems and people you don't even know? You don't need to answer, but maybe this question can help you reflect how many aspects are involved with this topic. How much awareness of yourself and your intuition are you using to benefit your clients during the meeting while searching for an artificial program suggestions? the fact that you can count on the support of an AI could affect your partnering with the client to determine the client-coach compatibility? If at a certain moment during a meeting you would not have access anymore to the support of that AI, would that have an impact on your trust to be able to offer the same level of coaching? Would that affect your trust in the coaching meeting or the trust in general? So if you drive a car, you know that you learned to drive a car in a driving school. By driving by yourself, you have over time increased your ability to drive and handle unexpected. By using car assisted by automatic devices, driving for sure is very much more comfortable. At the same time, we have to be aware that we delegate those tasks to automatic devices. So we reduce, and maybe sometimes we lose, some of the skills we acquired because we are no longer practiced that. Or if you want to have fun, replace drive a car and driving with coaching and using cars with practicing coaching. Then read these parts again and see if it works at the same way. I will share the slides in PDF if you want. This personal note, because I want to explore different sides, because there are many, many aspects which are very useful and interesting of AI, which are more popular. Other sites are not this popular. So I was impressed last week while I was reading an Italian newspaper, and I met this article, which actually says big tech veers toward the atom and it's a race for investments. The renewable sources do not meet the max energy needs for the giant server. From Google to Microsoft, the emphasis on modular reactors. So the artificial intelligence needs a lot of energy and it's not using only renewable energy, but actually they are moving toward other kinds of energy. And for example, there is a central nuclear power plant which has been shut down in 2019 in Pennsylvania. You can find this information, of course, looking at the web, and will be open again. Just for a fact that we know that for some sites, it's a green, how can I say, tool, but from other sites, not that green as well. So what to do? Everybody makes their own decision, of course. My invitation could be, before approaching support of an AI, you might ask yourself if that support involves the immediate use of one of your coaching competencies. If the use of the competency is involved, probably you are moving toward getting a better result and you are avoiding a more challenging but empowering process, just to know, and you are staying in your comfort zone, probably. But if you use that when your coaching competency is not needed, then you are not affecting your use of the competencies, and you can use the AI, for example, after the meeting, to listen to the recording and offer you perspectives on how to improve your coaching skills. That could be a use that doesn't affect your competencies. Some example, this is, of course, everything for me. Use the trash if it doesn't work for you. I would not use AI to make choices, but I could use it to get more information and then make my choices. Not to evaluate something, but to get information and then I evaluate. I don't ask for others' evaluation. Better not during a coaching meeting, because I need to train and use my competencies and express all my self as a coach. But maybe before and after, just to work on ourselves. better not to get new habits to depend on the outside world, but yes, to gain more knowledge without bringing others into my sphere of operation. So artificial intelligence, for example, when used to translate something, doesn't affect the coaching process. Maybe just a little bit if they miss some words, but they don't get into the process of what do I do now? What do I offer to the client? This is my task. I want to own that. So it's not providing a better coaching that makes you a better coach, but it's becoming a better coach that allows you to provide a better coaching. Okay, questions and sharing. I used all the time. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, this was wonderful.
It was fun, thought-provoking, and how do you say, interesting, and very nice to be in groups to meet to meet again and to meet new friends. And Jerry, you did it very well. Mm-hmm. I liked it very right. much.
Thank you very much.
It was playful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun is a word of my life purpose.
So. Yes, also. Totally agree with Natalia. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. It was really, how you said, Dalia, thought evoking. And this is what we need now. I think, it's my opinion. Towards AI.
Yeah.
I love your use of metaphors. They really speak to me because I remember them longer when it's something I can relate to, like a car.
A car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very well done.
I'm still a student. Jerry's my trainer. I loved it, Jerry. I've learned a lot, and as Terry says, you know, I love your metaphors. They come so like this in my mind and in my heart, and I use it also when I practice. Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you. It was great.
Thank you, everyone.
Terry, I feel that you connect us to the simplicity. And then it bring harmony for me because it's we think too much, right? Where to go? Where and we need only to connect to ourselves. And thank you for that. You are such a generous person, and I love you, and you know that. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Dinesh, for your comments in the chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Yuri. Yeah. Lots of learning and lots of learning.
Well said.
Thank you, Edgar, and thank you.
Bravo.
Thank
you. It's a very light, it's a great way to, there's so much going on, so it was wonderful to just kind of open up the process and also the heart. There was a lot of heart here. Partly because we all ended up laughing a lot more than didn't expect. This is like a, here it is. But no, it was a wonderful option for all of us. So thank you very much. The content is wonderful. We know that. It was the process we had fun with as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. For those who are interested, I shared the slide in PDF. In the chat, you can download them if anyone.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Is any question?
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's my mail.
Thank you, Jerry,
for being our presenter, thanks. And may everyone have a fantastic holiday. If I don't see you again, whichever holiday is you pick, and however you want to spend them, may be the way you want to spend them and how you feel. Bye,
everyone. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.